أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنه يعلم الجهر من القول ويعلم ما تكتمون. وإن أدري لعله فتنة لكم ومتاع إلى حين. قال رب احكم بالحق وربنا الرحمن المستعان على ما تصفون. صدق الله العظيم. These are ayah number 110, 111, and 112 of Surah Al-Anbiya. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about Tawheed and the oneness of Allah, and together with that, the warning of our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, continuing with the sifat and the qualities of Allah. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, إِنَّهُ يَعْلَمُ الْجَهْرَ مِنَ الْقَوْلِ. Certainly he, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, has full knowledge of what you speak aloud. The words that are heard, that knowledge also Allah Ta'ala has. Now we may also hear the words, but sometimes we don't know the intention behind those words. A person is saying something, we don't know what is his motive. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala doesn't only have knowledge of the words. Allah didn't only hear the words, but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala knows what motivates it. Allah Ta'ala knows the intention behind those words. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا تَكْتُمُونَ. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has full knowledge of what you conceal, what you hide, those thoughts in the heart. All of that is known by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Two people are sitting next to each other. People are married for years and years. What is in the heart of one person, the other will never know. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala knows, and Allah has full knowledge. Now tying this up to the previous ayat, Mufassirin commentators have expressed that this is not only the knowledge of Allah Ta'ala, but Allah will reward, recompense accordingly. What Allah knows, Allah knows, but Allah will also recompense us accordingly. So the very important aspect is the thoughts in our hearts, whatever passes our hearts. يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ. All of that is known to Allah, and Allah will give us thawab according to that intention. Whatever we say, make sure, the words may sound very good, but make sure it is done according to the commandments of Allah, and it is done only for the sake of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. وَإِنْ أَدْرِي لَعَلَّهُ فِتْنَةٌ لَكُمْ وَمَتَاعٌ إِلَىٰ حِينٍ. Now Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is commanded to continue to say to the people that I do not know, لَعَلَّهُ fitna, that it is a trial. The delay in the punishment from Allah, the delay of Qiyamah, the delay that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala holds back His azab, I don't know whether it is a trial from Allah Ta'ala or وَمَتَاعٌ إِلَىٰ حِينٍ, or it is an enjoyment for you for a short while. Now what it means is, a person does wrong, a person commits a sin. In the context of the Quraysh, they had not brought iman in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. They had not subjected themselves to the teachings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Allah's azab didn't come immediately. And Allah's azab doesn't normally come immediately. Allah grants respite. Now that respite could be one of two things. It's a trial. Allah is giving us opportunities. Allah is watching us. Allah is seeing us. Whether we turn towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and we make tawbah and we make amends in our lives, or is Allah Ta'ala giving us that time so that we can make merry in this world, we can forget about Allah and we can indulge in this world, and then that azab of Allah Ta'ala comes. Allah save us from His azab. But this is something that we should always think about, that we do wrong, we commit sins, and then there's a delay. That delay, Allah is giving us chance, Allah is giving us respite. قَالَ رَبِّحْكُمْ بِالْحَقِّ. Then he said, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and he made dua to Allah Ta'ala, رَبِّحْكُمْ بِالْحَقِّ. Oh my Allah, make the decision with justice. What decision? And when did Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam make this dua? And when was this dua accepted by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in favor of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Most of the ulama, most of the commentators, the mufassirin have stated that this dua he made when he saw that the Quraysh are not turning towards Allah. When he saw that the Quraysh have become arrogant, then he made this dua. Now Allah, you make this decision with justice. Whatever they are doing, Ya Allah, bring about that justice. Wa Rabbuna ar-Rahman, and our Rabb is ar-Rahman, our Rabb is the most compassionate. Al-Musta'an, that Allah whom we turn to for help. That Allah who is ever going to give us that help all the time, we turn to Him. Ala ma tasifun, from what they had pronounced, from what they had proclaimed, the multiple lords and the multiple gods that they have spoken about, the Lat and the Manat and the Uzza, all of that, Allah, you make this faisla, Allah, you make this decision. And that decision was then accepted by Allah, that dua became true at the time of the Battle of Badr, when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala showed Yawm al-Furqan, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had begun the destruction of kufr, Allah had begun the destruction of the Quraysh and the destruction of all the idolatry, and then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made this deen once again dominant. That completes this surah, Surah Al-Anbiya. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accept it. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make it a means of our najat in akhirah, and our satira and all our ustads and all those people who had brought deen to us. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.